Third pack of Ksuvis Mishnah Aleph. We are starting new halachas. The topic of this parak is Kenas of Oynes, and later on we'll discuss Mefate. Oynes is a woman who is raped under certain conditions. She or her father is eligible to get a certain payment for that. And we'll see that in the course of the parak different payments that she's eligible to receive. Eilu Nairos Sheyesh Lohem Kenas. So first of all, a Mishnah says that the type of woman that gets knas is a nairo. We'll see also if it's dafka nairo, even a ketana. The chiyuv of knas for being raped is up to the age of a nairo, which is 12-year-old. So this 12-year-old, they get knas, even though the one who raped them was somebody who was usur for her to have relations with. Abol Mamzeres, if this person was Ma'anis, a Mamzeres, who he's a Yisrael, and had relations. Valenisina, also a woman that was part of these Goyim that were given, they fooled Yeshua into being Megara them, and they gave him the status of Avodim, which are also to marry Yisraelis. Some other explanations of why they're also to marry Israel. Alakutis. Over here is talking about Akutis that Ephes Sancheiv destroyed Shoimron. He brought going from Kuta and from some other places, and he put them in Eretz Israel, and they had a whole Maisa that were being eaten up by lions, and they eventually were Mizgaya. So this Mishnah holds that they have a status of a Jew. So the machlek is whether the Geiris was effective or not. Obviously, if they have a din of Goyim, they don't get Knas. So this Mishnah holds that they were Geir Arayus, that the original state was state of Geir. Later on, they were Goyis around them, they treated them as a Goy. But the initial state, according to this Mishnah, that they had a din of a Jew. Habog Geiris, Val Shvuya, Val Shifra, it's a concept we learned in the previous first parak. A woman convert, a woman who was in captivity, a woman who was a slave, shifra knanis, and she got freed. So if they got freed or out of captivity or went through the conversion when they were less than 3 years old, they have a status of a basula. And male, if they have a status of a basula, they can have the knas. The knas is only for a basula. Abala Chaysoy, now a bigger Kiddush. He has relations with his sister, even though there's a Chi of Karis, there'll be room to say, Kumle Bidiravimine. You get the stronger of the two punishments. Our Mishnah holds, you do not say Kumle Bidiravimine from Karis to Chi of Mammon over here. Al Chays Aviv, Al Chays Imoy, and the sister of his father, sister of his mother. Al Chays Ishoy, his wife's sister. Al Ashis Achiv, his wife of his brother. Al Ashis Achiyoviv, his uncle's, his father's brother's wife. The Al Anita, all these, even though there's Issacharis, Yeshlam class, Afabisham Vikaris, even though there's Issacharis, still a Mishnah holds that there is Kenas. Yeah. There is a Mishnah in Megillah that holds, like Rabbi Chunya ben Hakana, that holds that a person who did an Issa that has Karis does not pay monetary fees. But Amish Nahalzi does. So anyway, all these have Karis, maybe Mrs. Bezin, they don't have death penalty, and therefore Amish holds that they, since they do not get the death penalty, even though they have Karis, they pay Knas. That's a sheet of Amish, it's not the Aloha. The Aloha is somebody that Issa that gets Karis does not pay.